evening, good evening, good evening, you mad, crazy truckers. From the studio here at the Orbital, just that 0.01 light years closer than it was a couple of months ago. It's a bit warmer here too.
We have a huge new shipment of mugs to give out this evening, as well as assorted other prizes. But before we can do any of that...
I suppose I'd better pick my ass up from the naughty step.
He's on it because of his behaviour at the party last week. I swear he's been taking lessons from Cecil. By the way, has anyone seen Cecil recently?
No, but we are joined by a special guest presenter, Mr. Bill Dong.
Ding. My name's Ding.
Sorry, must be my handwriting. Well, make sure you don't crash the bong, Dong. Ding.
Ding. Well, luckily, we haven't seen Cecil, which means Lael's ever not as grumpy as she normally is, or a load more grumpy. So, on with the headlines.
Cannon dusty as they pick up all the trash.
Hudden going for gold goes gold as Pinata thoroughly whacked.
Salt harvesters complain of too much salt. Blocks of it.
Investigation opened as Voyager veers off course.
Atrus 5060's got his eagle eye on the Thargoids.
Lou's back from the doghouse.
And Norma's a very forgiving soul, and as always, is here with her golden goals.
First tonight, though, speculation has been rife at Canon HQ as the Gnosis Boffins open up a case on file on Van Manen Star. The Star, home of the Mad Monks and under the custodianship of the Hutton by the way of Team Hotbox, is suspected of harbouring the mysterious Raxler. Hutton's team, making a short hop over to the megaship, have been at pains to ask Canon not to investigate Van Manen too closely, as the last investigative team, led by one Rex Bottoms, uncovered some unsavoury truths about the history of the system. A number of tinfoil-eating, biscuit-wearing boffins have been convinced, after a chat at the bar during the Galactic intern's leaving do, and more than a few indie bourbons, that the system has a dark station within its boundaries, potentially home to the long-searched-for Raxler. We haven't the heart to tell them that the only thing that the opening old tombs there would achieve is an offer to give me all your trash, shortly followed by a painful death. For further research, we recommend that pilots find the reference books entitled Escape Velocity in the Hutton Library.
Alvin has been chasing his tail with joy today as confirmation finally came through that his efforts to cure the galaxy's limpet problem have met with marginal success. Hutton have been confirmed, as we expected, as the galaxy's top truckers, and over 70 billion credits of trade have been pushed through nearby systems in the last 7 days, flogging the dead horse of Commander Yamix into second place and proving once and for all that there's no mountain too high for a trucker to climb. With Void Opal still inexplicably this year's must-have, Commander's recruitment for everything from belt buckles to bedroom decoration, and even, when powdered, claimed to have a profound effect on the potency of your love life, over 50 truckers took it upon themselves to dive into deep core mining and bring back these little gems of wonder. Space madness took hold as commanders including Funky Abigail, Suavus, Asylum and Dixie Normus, as well as a number of the administration and radio team, cracked rock after rock and launched limpets at lumps of lovely rock and rocked the lumps until the rocks were docked. We can confirm that many limpets expired during this exercise. On average, one limpet for every 2 tons of material. And the Limpets Workers Union have been in touch, threatening to strike over pay and conditions. Most notably that they don't get any, and they're terrible. Hutton's chief negotiator has been sent in with a clear mission to ensure that the little pocket rockets stop it, and convince everyone that this yearly cull is good for the population, thinning out the weakest of them and improving the breeding stock. In the meantime, the Hutt Mining Corporation has temporarily suspended activities and is suggesting that everyone drops the dead donkey and goes and does something else entirely. For a bit. Maybe something peaceful like defending humanity from Thargoids, or exploring, or just simply going to bed for a week. The rest of the commanders taking part are now proudly polishing their emitters and showing their shiny to anyone that's interested. And plenty of people that aren't. Good job, truckers.
The galaxy's non-salty pilots gave a galactic facepalm this week when the saltier individuals logged a formal complaint via the Pilots Federation regarding no one wanting to talk to them. This complaint stated that pilots throughout the galaxy were taking a note of their notoriety and then taking the rather sensible steps of rigging their ship systems to cut out all the salt. The dastardly do-wrongs appear to be more than a little offended that pilots A, know who they are, B, read those silly PSA announcements on the Galboard forums, and of course C, take a decision that these aren't the sorts of people we want to be hanging around with, as Mum told me they were a bad sort and would get me into trouble. Hoisted by their own petard? Possibly. All we can say here at Hutton is that we can't condone any violence that's not pre-planned, authorised by all parties involved, and indeed the kind that people do willingly and for fun, usually involving hotbox and distant probes.
On that subject, we have a report coming in. It comes from the desk of Amir Harkness of One Van Marlen Star, and it is from the incident location was at Sol. The type of incident was property damage, damage to an ancient artifact, and obviously, I think we all saw this one coming, it has the underscored headline of Hotbox. It's been a while since their last incident report. Nana chairs, also soft blankies and decaf coffee have kept them docile for a while, but last week the intrepid gang of misfits, madmen and ne'er-do-wells set off to the far-flung reaches of, Sol. Their mission to boldly go to the next star system over from Alpha Centauri and find three ancient artifacts and very delicate probes which were launched from Earth over 1300 years ago. What could possibly go wrong? Well, I'll tell you. We went to New Horizons first as it was the closest. We got it scanned without any problems and everyone squeezed in for a selfie. The thing is that some of our ships are pretty big and it's pretty small and there isn't much room to move when everyone squeezes in like that, so it took a few love taps and I'm pretty sure some bits broke off, but they wouldn't be anything important, just an odd antenna and stuff. Voyager 2 was next and everyone seemed to be behaving, so as multi-crew member I took the opportunity to nip off and have a bath. I've never used the facilities on a clipper before and they were very nice. By the time I came back we were well on our way to Voyager 1. It was suspiciously quiet, so I asked if everything was okay and everyone agreed that it was and that I hadn't missed anything at all, which I totally believe. I didn't have time to get changed before we dropped into the oldest of the three probes, so decided that towel chic was absolutely appropriate for the occasion. I was sitting on the bridge with Wraith Bobby B doing my toenails when we arrived. It was all very familiar, there were anacondas squeezing in for a better look at the gold disc, no one could see for the glare off Revelo's gold chieftain, and there was a lot of squabbling on the comms. And then it happened. There was a flare of thruster exhaust, a roar of boosters, and a ship which will not be named unless you get me a McStiffy with all of those little sprinkle things on it, shot forward directly into the dish of the little satellite. It went spinning off into the darkness, moving erratically and at a speed it had never achieved in over 1,000 years of space travel. We were also overcome with shock at this and at the damage done to Commander Rampage's Orange Anaconda Halford's edition that we forgot to track Voyager. We didn't want to hang about after that, so we used the pink unicorn rainbow parcel tape to stick a holo projector onto it, an old mag boot, and dump it where Voyager was supposed to be. So it was close enough. We hightailed it out of there and have no real idea of where Voyager is now. Research into the historical archive suggested it may run into a Guardian AI, be repaired, upgraded, and sent back to look for the creator. So if a big flashy lightning cloud in space appears and heads for Earth and then the following information is important, it will be called Voyager, and one of you has to pretend to be the creator, some guy called Carl Sagan or something. I really am sorry, this one is pretty bad and I'm thinking of turning round and going back to Beagle Point for a bit. Anyway, happy National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Mia Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox. Sorry again.
Good evening, truckers. HS5060 reporting in this week with the latest from Canon Research and all things Thargoids. Last week we reported that the Thargoids were attacking Astarope, Merope, all the ropes, HIP, positive, 9141, Bulge, HIP, positive, 21167, Kikink, Madris and Pleiades Sector, HR-WD1-42. Well, humanity can rest a little easier knowing that we successfully pushed them back in all systems. Congratulations to all who helped defend humanity, who weren't too busy blowing up the next greatest threat to humanity, those pesky ice asteroids. This week, Eagle Eye is experiencing some latency issues, however it is revealing the Thargoids' new targets. So far, the boffins have decoded the following targets to be Pleiades Sector KC-3, C2-4, HRP-23395, Ariatia, Kereko, Palanti, and CE Bootis. Pleiades Sector KC-V, C2-4 is home to Oort Orbital, a refinery station that has been crucial in Operation IDA station repair efforts. It is critical that this station is saved to maintain their supply lines. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend Pleiades Sector KCV C2-4 and HIP-23395, Ariatia, Palanti, Kereko, and CE Bootis. Right, did you get all that? Right, write it down. Good luck out there. Remember, for the mug.
For a change, we're going to start off with the bit where we want those of you who get a kick out of being naughty, but are scared of Alvin's teeth, to be useful little truckers and work against Hutton. Wolf124, LP254-10 and LHS340 are all a bit high influence wise, so if one of you could pop into LHS340 and run a mission against us, probably someone who likes 20th century soap operas, so you can help LHS340 Dynasty out would be good. The rest of you can split your actions between the autocracy of LP245-10, because with a name like that they need all the help they can get, and League of Wolf 124 Liberty Party, because they sound like quite a fun bunch to hang around with. For the regular truckers who want to be useful and see Alvin's tail wagging, there are a couple of things on the menu. Naughty Pilot's Thigh, if you're Alvin, for example. If you're not, and you have the permit, you can hunt down some pesky pirates who have decided to ransack the churches of the Mad Monks. I know they're our opposition, but they're still better than the Dastardly Don, so we want the pirates out, and we can decide how we want the monks to repay us later. If you aren't a fan of the pew-pews, the election in Epsilon Eridani, otherwise known as the E-election, is all but over, but could still do with some trucking love. Finally, for those of you who like taking part in big battles, we have a war in piss flaps.
The flu! I've told you about that!
Sorry, dear. a war in PSPF-LF2. Really hate saying that. That we're currently only just ahead in. So man those combat ships and kick someone in the flaps. As usual, Colonia are copying the bubble and have arranged an election of their own, although they got a little bit carried away and wound up with two. If you're out that way, then the priority is winning the mission at home in Eol Procol Centauri, and that means no combat actions, of course, just missions, passengers and trade. If you have time after that, you can also help win the second election in Tyr, which will be a nice victory, having been hanging out there for a while. The same rules apply, of course, only nice actions. So if you get the urge for shooting things, then Deriso is the place to do it and also the place to hand it in. That's all from me, now over to the most gorgeous Norma Snockers I've ever seen.
How many have you seen? Right, Dr. Roy Casimir of the Holloway Bioscience Institute has announced a research centre focusing on new life forms discovered by the galactic community and has requested various commodities as well as exploration data. More details later.